Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Bill Rabinowitz coming up in 20 minutes. Longtime Ohio State beat reporter. I almost called him the offensive coordinator. He does not coordinate the offense down yonder in Columbus. But it's interesting, as we've talked about, the fury of Browns fans, the fans who say, not only am I not going to watch you on Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and root against them. It's interesting to hear Jerry Jeudy become a company man for the Cleveland Browns as it relates to Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, it just in Denver, it felt like he was very vocal about everything and all the problems. And maybe this is him turning over a new leaf. I don't know. But the part of this that is so amazing to me, they all feel like they're toeing the company line here. And I don't know how that's working. Like, well, I don't know what voodoo Stefanski and Barry have on them. I don't know what they've been able to pull off, but I took that caller at the end of the 220 segment, talked about how G. Bush on his show today had mentioned how he hears from players all the time that are talking about how, like, play Shador and all this other stuff, and all these other people that are coming up with these scenarios. It's like, yeah, they're talking about it, but they're not talking about it to the media, and I find that so fascinating.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call back to Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings about 9 months ago, where after the contract extension, Jimmy challenged Myles Garrett to be the not just the highest paid player, but the leader of the Cleveland Browns. I think these guys knew that this season was going to be a potential for disaster, and I think they went out of their way to challenge their guys to be leaders, and I think they've kind of gone out of their way of calling Jerry Jeudy a leader. So what did we say yesterday? And this is, it's the idea of somebody putting on airs when you really see their actions, right? Oh, Hey, we're accountable. And then I watch a team that does not have accountability because the same mistakes are being made. That's the same thing here. Like, I'm not saying Jerry is lying, because I think he thinks he's doing what leaders do, which is right now Kevin Stefanski's behind Dylan Gabriel, which means Jerry Jeudy and the other leaders need to be behind Dylan Gabriel. I'm here to tell you, I do not buy for a second. And Jerry shorted him a game. He's had five starts.
Yeah.
Six appearances. Because remember, his first appearance was a Ravens game.
Yeah.
So we're going on start number six here. So I don't believe that a locker room full of guys who know they might be down to the last eight games of the NFL or their last game in the NFL, I don't buy for a second that this act of, hey, that's our quarterback, I don't buy it for a damn second. I just think this is guys, and I want to give them credit. I think it's guys trying to do right by their head coach and by their teammates, which means they are lying.
Well, it is an interesting combination. Like, so you mentioned Jerry Jeudy being an actual leader, and that would track in many ways. But what is it, like 13 different rookies on this team? Like, it's a very young team in general between first and second year players. They just have a ton of them. Like, I was thinking about it, like, for next year. Like, next year, we're probably going to have, like, 25 different first and second year players. It's going to be incredibly young, all things considered. But, like, those guys tend not to speak out. Those guys tend to just kind of fall in line. But I'll give Stefanski and Barry credit. In a team full of people that historically would speak out about how disastrous this is going, there's not much of that happening right now.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know we've had, you know, Lima come out over the last couple days, and it's really been a couple weeks that he's been pushing this narrative of, like, where are the people calling for Shedeur Sanders? Where's the guys in the locker room saying that to the media? And the thing I will say is, to go back to giving credit to Stefanski and Barry, I think they know. With Jimmy Haslam, Jimmy really reacts to the optics of situations. And the optics are fueled by what comes out of your locker room and what gets reported by various leaks in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've done a tremendous job cracking down leaks. And I think they know there's a chance that if you just, hey, we're logicking this. This is the plan, and this is how we've been doing it. And this is, and all the stuff that irritates us about Kevin, I think they know that's their only chance to keep their job going into year seven. So the same thing, by the way, goes with Shedeur. It's like, so the organization that we didn't find out, Andy Dickerson had basically been, and you made this point yesterday, and it's been stuck in my head ever since.
Yeah.
We didn't find out Andy Dickerson was no longer the O-line coach. And I'm talking about the Browns beat did not find that out, or at least report on it, until well after it actually happened, and we found out because of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
So that would stand to reason that any Shedeur sympathizers aren't going to get out there either way, because they'll just cut you or they'll just move on from you if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought a lot about it over the past couple of days because my initial thought, Nick, really truly was that maybe the guys just aren't that impressed with Shedeur in practice, not because he's not impressive, but more they don't get to see him that often. That honestly, that's true. That was just my initial thought of it because for the longest time he was on one other field that they used. They used two fields. He was on the other field throwing to ball boys, essentially, and practice squad guys. So where would the starters even see that? And then if we're supposed to believe in the starter and backup quarterback hierarchy the way that we are right now, well, Dylan Gabriel's getting all the snaps. When would Shedeur Sanders ever impress any of his teammates? And so, like, my initial thought was that is that he can't be impressing these guys because he's not actually doing much in the practices while throwing to these guys. That's all going to Dylan Gabriel at this point. But I just got to go back to logic on this one. Logic would tell me in 53 players in that locker room watching Dylan Gabriel be one of the worst quarterbacks in the sport, there is no way that they're all just cool with Dylan Gabriel being the starter. There's zero chance. Just use logic. Use your head.
And I think this is where when an organization either doesn't tell you the truth, and they don't owe you the truth, right? I think it's silly that you would lie, but again, they're trying to perpetuate their careers. They're trying to perpetuate their narratives. I understand the game they're playing. I don't think it's the best thing in a town where everybody pays attention to what you say. And everyone here has a brain and can point out, well, this is what they say, and then this is what happens. But again, they don't owe you anything. That's fine. You want to do your narratives. But whether they tell you the truth or whether they just say nothing, then you have to look at, okay, what's happening? And so they can say, Dylan's made. I mean, Dylan's really grown. Show me it. Because he just went up against one of the five worst defenses in the NFL, and I believe he had about 150 yards passing, and his situational football was crap.
Well, so the other response to this then would be, well, Shedeur must look really bad then. If Dylan looks this bad, then Shedeur must look really, really bad, and that's what the players are hiding. And this is where I'd go back to the idea of, in what reps are players even seeing that he's looking bad?
Yeah.
Like, where? Where's the evidence that any of these players get to watch him do anything in these practices outside of basically just sitting back of Dylan Gabriel? Because that's, again, 100% of the reps go to Dylan Gabriel. So where are they seeing this bad Shedeur Sanders?
And here's the thing. The team was saying Dylan was playing well in camp when everyone in the media was there saying Dylan looks really, really bad.
And that's part of why I have so much disdain and I'm so irritated by all this, Nick.
Well, but remember,
we saw it.
The team was also saying Shedeur's got a long way to go. Shedeur's not meeting expectations. And then everything we saw with Shedeur was positive until the Rams game.
You guys made Daryl Ryder seem as if he was just an angry human. Now, Daryl might be an angry human,
he
okay?
is. But
you guys
made him seem like
he was an angry human that was inefficient at his job for speaking about what he spoke about with Dylan Gabriel. And then what happened, Nick? We went to these practices. We watched with our own two eyes. We interviewed Bernie as seven straight incompletions happened off the hand of Dylan Gabriel. Seven straight. We basically stopped the interview being like, are you seeing what's happening here, Bernie?
Bernie, who's the nicest man in the world.
He was deep in contact.
Still thoughts and prayers to our guy Bernie. Get well, buddy. But Bernie was like, yeah, this isn't good.
I mean, he was amazing. Like, we're trying to do this interview, and it's just incompletion after incompletion after incompletion. Meanwhile, anytime we saw Shador, it was completion after completion after completion. Like you can only do so much in that setting. But it's just wild to me how everything was confirmed with Dylan when we were there.
And I think when it comes to Dylan, Shador, or anything, listen to what they're saying. And then I want the casual fan out there, right? The fan who might not have lost trust in Stefanski, who still think these guys are pointing the direction, this thing in the right direction. Listen to what they say, and listen to them talk about how Dylan is progressing and how good Dylan's looked, and he's a young quarterback, and this, that, and the other. And then I want you to put it up against what you see, and then you have to take that. And then put it over with what's being reported or not reported about Shador.
Meanwhile, on top of this, Nick, because Shador is clearly so far, he says sarcastically, so far away from ever being able to see a football
field. He's making his sarcastic face.
These are my sarcastic face. But he's so far away from seeing the field. Yet he's the backup quarterback. So he's like he's so incompetent and so far away from being the guy that you could trust to actually start a game. But if Dylan Gabriel, I don't know, stubs his great toe, shout out Darius Garland, all of a sudden, guess who's in that game?
It's a DG thing.
Guess who's in that game though? It's then Shador Sanders. So like tell me what's real. Is he so far away and is so whatever, but you still trust him to be the backup quarterback and one play away at all time? You see how maddening this gets?
Yeah, and can we also say
makes no sense?
I've also heard for the first time. Mary Kay said it on with the Morning Boys. Our guy Spencer German said it on his podcast. I've seen other people's. I've got a tweet. I got a text about this from somebody who isn't one of those two people. A lot of people have said, if Dylan doesn't look good on Sunday, there's a chance Shador goes in for him. A lot of people have said it, and they've all said it at the same time. Again, they will say this thing to your face, and then you hear the truth through the leaves. You hear or you have to find it out for yourself, like watching Dylan Gabriel suck after they're like, oh, we're seeing a lot of progress from this kid.
Oh, hey, but hey, when Shador does go in, then it'll all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, he's been ready for a while now.
The same people that'll tell you
that the Browns right now think he's miles away. It's like, all right, guys, what are we doing here?
Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State beat reporter for the Bill Rabinowitz Substack and the author of the Buckeye Brotherhood, the latest book that he's written here about the 2024 championship team. He's going to talk about this Ohio State team and the allegations that they really haven't done anything special. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To go ahead and get his thoughts on Ohio State, hasn't played anyone except Texas, but we don't count that. We head out to the Fan Hotline. Welcome on Ohio State beat writer, longtime beat writer. You can catch his work on the Bill Rabinowitz Substack. He's also the author of the Buckeye Brotherhood. Check out his Twitter because he's got where you can get the book at as well. It's about the 2024 Ohio State Championship football team. Bill Rabinowitz joins us now. Bill, welcome to the show.
Nice to be on with you. Thank you. Your conversation reminded me, I covered the Browns in a previous life, the expansion Browns. And remember when Jamal Lewis ran for a gazillion yards against the Browns? The next day, Butch Davis said, if you take away those five runs, we held them to 2.7 yards a carry. The other year, Gary's being 80, 85, 103.
So it's
all count.
It's funny you say that. I remember that comment by Butch. And it was the first time that I heard anybody say something like that. And people have been doing that to Quinshon this year, where it's like, wow, those three big runs he had have padded his stats. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're just describing running back stats. I think that's just how running backs work.
That's the way it works. It's 3, 4, 3, 2, 8, 12, 80, and then the average is, 9. If you take the median run versus the average run or the, that, You can play all kinds of tricks with that.
Median. But, I kind of like the idea of median runs now instead of averages. Averages, that's for beginner statisticians.
It's not as cool of a t-shirt as like angry runs. Just misses a little bit.
Median runs. That actually sounds what happens if you have too much chili.
It's very average. Yeah, good job by you.
Bill, I guess, do you agree with Dan Orlovsky that this team has just not been tested?
To a degree, but that's not Ohio State's fault. It's the fact that Ohio State's so much better than everybody else. I mean, if you look at their schedule before the season and you say, okay, they play Texas, the number one team in the country in the opener, can't get it harder than that. Then they have to go to Washington, the first road game, travel across the country against a pretty good Washington team. They've been up and down, but pretty good. And then you got to go to Illinois, which was ranked in the top whatever. They were in top 10, top 15, whatever it was. And they handled them pretty easily. You know, obviously Penn State is not the Penn State team we thought we would see. So, yes, in a sense, they have not been tested, but I think that's more a statement about how good Ohio State is.
Well, so does that concern you, though, that they haven't been tested? Like Dan brings up this idea that they're trailing by four with 4 minutes left to go in the fourth, and so they haven't been put in that spot. Is that a worry that you would have?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to be tested. And first of all, they're going to face a major psychological test against Michigan. So that's going to be a test. And they will be tested. No team just breezes to a national championship. Indiana will give them a tough game in the Big Ten championship game, assuming both are there. Then obviously the playoff, that's not going to be a cakewalk, although they made it one last year for the most part. So would it be helpful if you were to give Ryan Day truth serum and say, would you like to have been really tested in one of these first nine games? He probably would say yes. But the goal is to blow out everybody, and they have.
Bill, it's interesting. Last year, there was the regular season Ohio State team, and then they hit that gear in the playoffs, and just really very few teams even could come close to hanging with them. Ryan Day, as recent as, I want to say it was Wednesday, the press conference, or Tuesday, the press conference, has kind of teased that they've got another gear here. I'm just curious where you think that gear is, because last year it was with Will Howard throwing the ball down the field, and no one saw that coming.
I think it's getting the running game consistently on track. I'm toying with that thing. I'm going to write that soon. You know, it's not been bad. It's not been a bad running game, but it hasn't been up to the level of either the passing game or Ohio State's run defense or pass defense. It's the one area where you say, okay, I'll give that maybe a B or B minus as opposed to an A. And I don't think it's the running back's fault. They have four really good running backs. The two freshmen, Bo Jackson and Isaiah West lately, have been really good. And the offensive line has been okay, better in pass protection, but just okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And so I think it takes time for an offensive line to hit its stride. It certainly did last year for Ohio State, and they haven't had the injuries this year that they did last year. So I think that's the one area where you can nitpick and say they need to get better there.
I thought Julian Sain had a pretty dumb interception in the Purdue game, but like that's going to happen from time to time, I guess. I don't want to be critical of that. It's more the idea that it feels like outside of that, if you're not talking about the couple mistakes he had against like Grambling and those type of games, right. He's been pretty flawless. What's your perception of him as a quarterback and how deep he can take this team?
Yeah, I actually was so curious about the non-completions. He's completing better than 80% of his passes. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd take a look last week and say, okay, well, what about the other 42 non-completions? Were they bad throws? Were they smart decisions to throw it away? And by and large, they were all either well-thrown balls that were broken up, nice plays by the defense, thrown away wisely, and a few that were off. But nothing that was like, oh, what was that? Now, the Purdue interception last week, that was a what was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he was looking at or see on that play. That was just a bad play. But for a redshirt freshman starting for the first time, he's been as close to perfect as you could imagine.
Bill Rabinowitz on the fan hotline here, author of the Buckeye Brotherhood about the 2024 Ohio State championship team, also Ohio State beat writer, a longtime Ohio State beat writer as well. So who do you think has a better case, or maybe case that's subjective, who do you think is more likely to bring the Heisman to Columbus this year, Julian Sain or Jeremiah Smith?
I think Julian Sain is, because the award is kind of biased toward quarterbacks. Quarterbacks usually win it. If you were to ask me, you know, where does the offense run through, I'd probably say Jeremiah Smith. He just affects so much of what a defense does, because no defensive coordinator wants to leave him on an island. He'll let a cornerback be on an island against Jeremiah Smith, and then, you know, he scores a 70-yard touchdown, and everyone says, why would you leave him in single coverage? So they always base, I think the first thing that a defensive coordinator does is say, okay, how do we try to contain Jeremiah Smith? And that opens it up for everybody. Carnell Tate, certainly Julian Sain, the run game to some degree. So, you know, I think that Sain, if you look at the betting odds, it's much more favorable to Sain than it is Jeremiah Smith. But and both of them have played well. That, it may hurt Ohio State's chances for either one of them to get it, because that might split the vote to some degree. But I think that generally speaking, quarterbacks get the win that award.
What's going on with Carnell Tate? Obviously, you know, they pull him for the Purdue game, and then there was no update by Ryan Day, and I thought that was very right. Curious that there was no update there.
Yeah, and even today on his radio show, he mentioned Quincy Porter, a freshman receiver, that he should be available. Didn't say anything about Carnell Tate one way or the other, and so I thought that was, and I noted that too. I don't get the sense it's a serious injury, but they're just not very open about that stuff. It's not the NFL. You know, all they have to do is is say he's available or not, or possibly unavailable, and that's all they have to do, and that's all they do. You know, in the NFL, they tell you details and practice updates and stuff like that. It's just different in college.
Bill, I think we all assume here Ohio State, Indiana in the Big Ten title game. What do you think the spread in that game is going to be? Do you think we're going to get it within a touchdown, or do you think Ohio State's going to be a double-digit favorite?
I think a lot depends on what happens the rest of the year, especially the Ohio State-Michigan game. If Ohio State goes to Ann Arbor and wins comfortably, I think Ohio State would probably be like a touchdown favorite. If they lose or it's a real struggle and some weaknesses are exposed, then it might be closer to a toss-up. I honestly don't concern myself much with that kind of stuff, but that's just my guess.
Who does match up the best, though, with Ohio State? What team across the country that you look at and you say, you know what they do versus what we do, this would be an interesting one?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, Indiana will be fascinating because Indiana's pretty much blown out everybody. Obviously, they had the close call last week. But, you know, that'll be a fascinating game. I think a team like Alabama or Georgia, just because they're Alabama or Georgia, that'd be an interesting game. I think Texas A&M is a dangerous team. I was talking to somebody who works in the NFL, and he thinks that Texas A&M is probably the biggest threat to Ohio State at this point, which surprised me, but I haven't really seen Texas A&M play at all. When you cover a team, you really don't see a whole lot of the other ones unless, you know, the times line up. So, there are teams out there that can beat Ohio State. This is not going to be a cakewalk to a national championship. But do I think Ohio State's the clear favorite? At this point, I do.
Bill, Matt Patricia has been an absolute home run hire here. And I remember, like, I would get frustrated with the Buckeyes' defensive line, not with the players, but with how they were being used. Because I always felt like, yeah, your number one job's to eat space. And they had so many guys, from Sawyer to JT. They had so many guys that could attack. Even Michael Hall Jr., who's here. And I hated that part of it. And so I wasn't sad to see him go. I was intrigued by what Patricia would bring. And this defense, I mean, as good as they were last year, those guys are gone, and this defense looks even better. What do you think is the biggest change they've made at the defensive side of the ball with Patricia?
They're much more varied. They will mix up the fronts. They will mix up. They disguise things more. Now, Jim Knoll is kind of funny, this revisionist history. I mean, the guy had the number one defense in the country last year. They won the national championship. You know, he's not a bum. what has happened this year at Penn State is much bigger than Jim Knoll's. But it's hard to argue with the job that Matt Patricia's done. And his hiring was greeted with some skepticism because he flamed out as the Lions coach. There are a lot of speculation that it was really Belichick directing, you know, the success the Patriots had. But you described it perfectly. He's been a home run hire. The players love him. Ryan Day said on his show today, basically, he doesn't have to deal with it. I mean, just he's the head coach of the defense. I say, hey, nice job. That's about all the input I have. And in recent years, Ryan Day's had to be involved with the defense at different points of the season. So I think that, he's been pretty close to flawless.
How has covering college football changed for you with like the NIL era, the previous couple years? Has it been more obvious that these guys do get paid as much as they do? Or does it still feel like a few years ago when even if it was happening, it was more on the hush-hush?
You know, that's a good question. I don't sense a major difference. There's maybe a little more liberty the players have. It used to be under the team control more in terms of like outside of the building. If they have an event or some kind of promotion, that you could go talk to them, you know, in theory, whereas a few years ago, they just didn't have that opportunity, so you couldn't. But I don't really sense a major change. And in terms of my, you know, feelings or relationships with players, that hasn't changed at all in my view. I don't care whether a player is not making anything or making $1 million. I still think they're young enough to be my kids or even grandkids if you stretch it. I'm not looking to be friends with them. I'm looking to have a good relationship with them and that. But I talked to Julian Fan the other day on the phone, and you know, I didn't think, oh, you know, is he gonna talk to me because he's making NIL money now? It's just, it depends on the player. But I don't notice a dramatic change in terms of the media stuff, at least.
Bill, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you. I feel like we could have another 20 minutes of conversation, but that would be stealing your time. We won't do that. We appreciate you, man. Great stuff.
All right, thanks. I'm happy to talk about the book another time.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Bill Rabinowitz there. And again, check out his book, The 2024 Championship Team. He's got a great story about Ryan Day and how Ryan Day, or Ohio State fans were with Ryan Day. Ryan Day was just as done with Ohio State before the national championship. So check that out again, the Buckeye Brotherhood. And check out his Substack as well, the Bill Rabinowitz Substack. Great stuff with Bill on the fan hotline. I do think that there have been better opponents on Ohio State's schedule than what maybe Dan Orlovsky said on ESPN today.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Texas isn't number one Texas, they're number, I think, 12 Texas or wherever they are. Even if Illinois at the
number
time
10
was
Texas, because they're taking on five Georgia.
That's correct. But number 17, Illinois. Well, they're no longer ranked.
Yeah, the Washington game.
But I think Ohio State has beat the crap out of everybody, and they beat the crap out of good teams and maybe one great team in Texas. I understand what Orlovsky was saying, which is, well, get within 2 minutes and you got to get a win. It's like, yeah, that's not really what Ohio State does. Like, in a way, Ohio State's being punished for their own dominance, at which point, isn't that the thing we should pay attention to, that they're just kicking everybody's ass?
Well, but they're not being punished, though, because they are the number one team. And so, like, I mean,
perceptionally.
It's been so convincing, and that, I think, is the part that's got to give Ohio State fans a lot of assurances within these conversations. Like who feels, so, you know, we ask them, like, who's their best chance of even upsetting Ohio State in a potential playoff, for instance. And it's like, it's hard to come up with teams outside of just giving them the benefit of Georgia's Georgia, for instance, or Alabama's Alabama. Like, even Texas A&M, I'm shocked that the NFL scout said that, because everyone's just waiting for Texas A&M to just fall flat on their face. That's what they always do.
All right, guys, we'll get back to Ohio State in about 40 minutes with Pete Futek, College Football News, who joins us every single Thursday at 4:20. But it's time to look into the future for the Browns quarterback of the future with our quarterback Deadpool. And we bring in the commissioner, Jake Murrin.
I will tell you,
we're getting closer to people thinking the Browns should either wait for 2027, or even if you take a quarterback in 2026, that quite frankly, you'll be missing the boat on 2027. And that has me as depressed as being 2-7. Commish, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys, and welcome on into week 12 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool. Just a quick run through of everybody's team, starting with you, Nick. You have Garrett Nussmeier, who was actually benched in LSU's loss to Alabama last week. You have Carson Beck, who did bounce back nicely against Syracuse. John Mateer, who had a big game, or who has a big game this week against Alabama. And Jaden Maiava and USC, they play host to Iowa this week. How does that Nussmeier benching impact your confidence in your team over there, Nick?
I'm not leaving!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm keeping Nussie. All right? Oh, Nussie. I'm not giving up on you yet. But yeah, Jaden Maiva, Mateer, and who's my other quarterback? Yeah, they really got to bail my ass out.
Carson Beck?
Yeah, Carson Beck. I need him to come back to being good. Right now, it's being back to being bad.
What is that?
Going very German right now.
What is that?
Yeah. Just for all our German listeners out there.
All right.
All right. It's not great.
Next up, we go to Jonathan's team. You have Dante Moore, who did enough to beat Iowa last week in a pretty poor weather game there. Cade Klubnik, who has started to string together some pretty good showings at Clemson.
Yes, he has. I'm happy you're paying attention to that, Jake.
Yeah, he has been looking good. And then Sam Levitt and Drew Aller, obviously both out for the year with injuries. The Aller addition did buy you, by the way, some votes in the poll, up 11%.
Whoa.
Now only at 22%, but you did pass Nick for last place in the poll, according to our listeners. So
it worked. I got to second now.
Yeah, Mac had 65% of the vote, you at 22, and then Nick in last place at 13%.
I like the confidence in Dante Moore in what was not a statistically strong game, but he had a very good throw towards the end, and the weather was obviously a problem, and so he's gotten, in a weird way, Jake, in back-to-back weeks where he's thrown for zero touchdowns and one pick, he has somehow raised his stock, and I find that pretty fascinating. But I'm scared. I'm scared of the reports out there that suggest that he is, in fact, staying at Oregon, and so I have a real issue with my team right now.
Mm. Yeah, those reports from Todd McShay saying that he might return.
Again, it's stupid for him to say anything right now, so that's a part of me that just doesn't believe it, because it's just dumb for him to say it in this moment right now, especially with how poor this draft class is. Like, get out there while the getting's good. But yeah, it's not, I don't feel great about this team right now. In fact, I'm going as far as to suggest that Nick and I almost just concede this to the big brain over there in the corner in Mac Robinson, because it's about to be a bloodbath.
I refuse. I absolutely and totally refuse
to turn things over to Mac.
You don't want
to
Deadpool this segment, is what you're saying?
No.
You don't want to just, you don't want
to, no.
Because I
don't know where Mac we go from here. Be right on something and then be aggressively wrong a short while later, like Logan
There's
Allen.
So much time to have him still be aggressively wrong, but that window is still, it's shrinking by the day, and your team's looking better and better by the day, Mac.
All right, Mac. Well, your team, Lenora Sellers, with another tough draw this week. South Carolina plays third-ranked Texas A&M. You also have Fernando Mendoza. We all know how he played against Penn State to have that Heisman moment late in the game. You have Ty Simpson, who continues to find himself in those QB1 conversations. And then Darian Mensah. He has an opportunity to beat a ranked team in Virginia this week. Mac, how are you feeling about those quarterbacks?
I'm feeling pretty good about my guys. Mensah coming off a loss last week, I feel like he can do a little bit better this week going up against Virginia. But, I mean, you know, when you have the two top-ranked quarterbacks this year, I know Nick wouldn't have any idea what that's like. But, you know, having these top two guys, I feel pretty good about where my team's at.
You falling asleep during him talking college
football? I'm sorry.
How's the view from down there, by the way?
My goodness. Can we give some respect to the leader in the clubhouse right
no,
now?
No, that's not how this works.
To the college football
savant. I'm ready to make a move.
That, oh!
I mean, Nick's Ooh. New nickname, at least according to this segment, is the bottom.
Oh!
So.
Ooh, I'm doing the Dan Wolofsky. What's your move?
I believe I have priority here. Is this correct?
Yeah, you're first up in the waiver wire.
Okay, good. I want to, and this will drop him down to last in the waiver wire, correct, after this move?
Yeah, right now you're last, Jonathan, but Nick, you are up first.
All right. I got to say goodbye to old Nussie. All right?
Ooh.
Yeah, uh-huh. See, that's the appropriate response.
You're not getting rid of him. You're getting rid of him?
I believe I said I'm getting rid of him. I believe I've said I'm getting rid of him. And who am I going to pick up? Texas quarterback Arch Manning. Back in the game, baby! He's got almost 700 yards passing the last 2 weeks. He's got six tutties, one INT. Texas will be a playoff team. And when he goes at least two games in the playoffs, dropping 300 per game, he is going to shoot all the way back up the boards. Arch Manning it is for this team.
Commissioner, I'd like to make a move as well now.
Ooh, he wants Nussie. You want Nussie?
I want Nussie. So, I want the Loch Ness Monster.
So Mac is second in the waiver wire.
Oh, no!
So Mac would technically have...
Did you shoot your shot
...a
early?
Chance at Garrett Nussmeier before you would, Jonathan.
Oh, no, that's Matt Robinson's music!
Fuck off!
JP, that's all you.
He doesn't even work here! On Mondays and Tuesdays.
All right, Drew Aller's gone. Get me Nussie.
Hmm.
Drew Aller was back for 1 week.
Yep.
And now he's all back right, off the
I'd
Deadpool.
I'd like to make a move now. all right.
A little quarterback swap.
We're going to... there used to be a show about wife swap, but we're doing quarterback swap.
Yeah.
In this set, I'm Flava Flav.
That was a bonker show.
That really was.
That was a bonker show.
Out of pocket.
I watched for the intrigue.
I watched for the hope that maybe we get a little action.
I just wanted to see somebody else just be like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's wife sweeter on the other side.
Yeah.
And then just leave and be with that person.
And then like, even when you knew that was the case, they'd be like, no, we're happy to have our husband back. They weren't happy. That being said, go ahead and vote at 92.3. What is their Twitter handle? At afternoon 92.3 FAN. Whose roster is supreme for the quarterback Deadpool. And when we come back, proof that a Myles Garrett trade was a lot closer than we might have realized. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.